I'm Caitlin, and I'm here with Monique, who's part of the youth media team, and we're interviewing Thomas Boyle from Corona College. So tell us a bit about the work you do in your school.
Hi Caitlin. So Corona College, so we've introduced the new coding, the Junior Cycle Shark course in coding. So now we've just completed the Exploring Coding CPD pilot with JCT, and has been a huge success in the school and in the community as well, and the feedback from the students has been really positive, and also the parents' feedback has been very positive as well. So what we're doing at the school at the minute, we're preparing now for September for our first years. So all first years will be starting the coding in class, and we've already our first group gone through the first year. So it's great to see the coding specification basically in action in a classroom. You know, we would have had a lot of code clubs after school, and they were doing a lot of commitment on students to stay after school for an hour. So that coding now is happening on the curriculum in school during class time. So the first years have been amazing. There's some great projects, and you can follow us on Twitter at JC Junior Cycle Coding. And some of the work now that we're seeing now at the end of first year, so they've just completed their Scratch games and programs. So basically the students work in teams. They have they get a brief to make a little game. So they've started, everybody has a different game, and they work in their teams now. So in the next week or two, they'll be presenting them to the class through Scratch. It can be animations, it could be games, it can be puzzles or anything. So they're excited to do that, and I suppose that integrates all the Junior Cycle key skills, teamwork, communication, computational thinking, not alone the coding part of it. And we have a few students as well, started with Raspberry Pis, and they're starting to do text-based language like Python. So that's what's happening in the classroom at the present. And we hope to continue it on second and third year and build on the success of this year.
Why do you think coding is important in schools?
So why is coding important in schools? So I suppose from seeing the students, it gives them an outlet and gives them an opportunity. Not alone the coding, it's the work that goes behind the scenes, the computational thinking, the teamwork, the problem solving. I've seen it in action that the students, they build up confidence when they're working in teams. So you might have the quietest student coming in first year, and by mixing them up and working in pair programming projects at the very start, they're building up their confidence, and they're being able to stand up now at the end of first year and present and talk to the class group, you know. And problem solving, just thinking out problems, taking small pieces at a time. And it's actually our first coding department trip now is next Friday. We're going to LYT for a competition. So it was fun going around the school, organising a bus to take students on a coding to a coding competition. So it was a bit like a football match. We needed all our teams, and we have to get our teams in order and get all get all organised, and they're very happy now to go and use all the skills that they've learned throughout the year and compete in a competition. And it's given an opportunity for students that mightn't just be into sport or mightn't be into any other areas, maybe, you know, it's given them an opportunity that they have a subject now that they can call their own, and the enthusiasm across all the students has been very, very positive. So seeing it in the classroom and seeing it happening is encouraging. And with the new Junior Cycle, we're just changing as teachers the way we teach, and changing the way we approach things strategy-wise. And I definitely can see it happening, and it's great that we have coding now on our curriculum at school, and it's definitely a subject that's very popular when kids are talking about it at school, and it's growing strength from strength.
So why did you decide to get involved and bring coding into your school?
Why did we bring it in? We brought it in on the strength of our code club. We did a code club every Wednesday for an hour, and the numbers of the students started building up and building up. Because we're based in Buncrana, the nearest Coder Dojo would be Letterkenny or Derry, so it's quite a travel for them. So we started that up, and we got a lot of interest. I would have a little bit of interest as well. I would cover a lot of the ICD classes in the school, and unfortunately there's no curriculum there structured for it. So this new coding specification for the Junior Cycle has provided us with a very good structured class and basically has structured our learning and teaching and has given it more purpose, and that the students know now that they'll have it on their junior cycle certification for achievement, you know, that they'll have coding as a short course on it. So it just gives them a little bit more emphasis. And with the new junior or the new Leaving Cert curriculum being in the news and that, they're very motivated and they're asking questions, and it's all buzz at the minute, you know.